Bismillah. Continuing with the questions, inshallah, on the topic of marriage, inshallah. Some questions which were asked, they were covered in the lecture, so inshallah, you go back to the recording for those. A question that often comes up is regards to a wife who doesn't obey her husband or leave the house without his permission, and she says that he doesn't provide for me anyway, he doesn't give me nafaqah, so he doesn't have the right of holding me within the house or stopping me from working. Is this correct and is permissible?
Alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amma ba'd. This brother, we ask him, yani if your work holds you and they say we are not going to pay you, no salary, but you will have to work for us. Is that logic? Is that possible? Is that acceptable? Is that justice? Of course it is not justice and it is not acceptable at all. So if you are, yani, if you want your wife to remain home and you don't want her to go out for work, you have to spend. You have to spend on her. You don't, yani, hold of spending and then you say, she cannot go, la akhi. She's not, yani, a slave. She's a partner. She's your partner in this life. Many husbands think that I'm the husband, I'm the power, I'm the master. No, no. It's not like that. It is two partners cooperate together to carry this bridge to success. And as you ask your wife of your rights, you have to provide her her rights. You have to spend. But when we say spend, if she says that I need £500 a month, say no, no, this is not correct. He spends justly as his ability. Now, as his ability, I mean, you get your food, your clothes, your like that. And yeah, I advise the husband to be somehow kind and generous. Don't be selfish. And we say to the sister, and instead of going and working and yani putting yourself in a position where your supervisor insults you and yani maybe command you and does many things and yani makes you nervous and angry, instead of that, you have other way. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the wife of Abu Sufyan came to her and she said that Abu Sufyan is the shahih, yani he does not spend on me and my child, can I take of his money? He said yes, take, but only as what can be sufficient for you and your child, that's it. Don't take more. Some wives, she wants to take because she wants to give her mother money, or she wants to buy a gift for her sister or her friend. No, this is not allowed. You get what is sufficient for you and your child. That's it. Allah.
The next question, can a man marry a Christian woman? Can a Muslim man marry a Christian woman?
The Muslim man can marry one of three women. A Muslim, Christian and a Jew. The condition in all these three is that they be a woman of chastity. Yani, they are not women who mix with men and go, yani women who are suspected of wrong. When you say marry a Christian woman, if she is someone who, yani, protects herself out with men, and she does not, you know, not have like that, then yes. Yani, she must be, as in Arabic they call it Hasan. Hasan means she is protecting herself from any wrong. Now, like this, yes. But it is very hard to find it today. And other than Muslims. It is very hard. to find it today in other than Muslims. Now, and as we said, that is deen. And ya akhi, when it is said it is permissible, it does not mean it is obligatory. Yani we have lots of thousands of sisters who converted from Christianity to Islam. Ya akhi, murder one of them. Why are you insisting to, do you want to see how the church is or what? I don't know, yani. هل المرأة الحق أن تطلب الطلاق وما حكم ذلك وإذا خلعت نفسها هل لها ذلك؟ المرأة لها الحق أن تطلب الطلاق إذا كان عليها ضرر يقع عليها ضرر. The question says, does the woman have the right to claim for طلاق divorce? And what is the ruling on that? And what about if she claims for khul? Can she do that? We say yes. The woman can ask for talaq if there is any harm on her. لكن إذا طلب الطلاق بدون بأس قد جاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن ذلك مدعاة يعني تعريضها لعدم دخول الجنة. يعني هذا الباب التهديد. But if she asks for talaq for no reason. No reason. Then we say no, and you need to be careful because this, yani, might consequence with preventing the jannah for you. خصوصا إذا كان بينهم أطفال, especially if there are children. سيضيع هؤلاء الأطفال. These children will be lost. نعم. فتتق الله المرأة. لكن إذا كان عليها ضرر, إذا كان عليها ضرر لا بأس أن تطلب الطلاق. فإن أبى خالعت نفسها, قالت أعطيك مهرك وتخلي سبيلي. نعم. But if يعني there is يعني harm on her by staying in this marriage, then she can claim for يعني she can ask for divorce, and if he says no, then she can ask for khul'. She can ask for khul'. Now, and yani she says to him, "I'll pay you back your mahar and you release me." If he accepts, that's yani finished. If he doesn't accept, then they raise it to the authority and they do something called فسخ العقد. نعم. وهذا يقول شرحه إن شاء الله. لكن يعني عموما إذا تضررت المرأة من البقاء مع هذا الزوج لأي سبب, مثلا زوج يعمل في بلد آخر ويغيب طويلا وهي لا تستطيع, من حقها أن تطلب الفراق. يعني if the husband is working abroad and for long periods and she alone and she cannot cope with it, she has her own need and desires, so in this case, yes, she has the right to ask for a divorce. Allah Amen.
Whoever's driving a great course, you're blocking a lot of people, so please move your car immediately. A great course off. Going on from that, the issue of khula, who is qualified to give khula and how?
First of all, khula is like talaq. It's one way of separating. And talaq, the husband has the right to give talaq. The wife cannot give herself talaq. She cannot practice talaq, divorce against her husband. And she cannot say to him, I divorced you. No, that is not in Islam. But, is she now owned by this man? No. Allah Ta'ala gave her another way, which is the khul. Khul means that she come off this contract. But it must be by returning the mahar back to him. It must be by returning the mahar back to him. So she gives the mahar back to him, and she comes of this marriage. If he refuses, then as I said, she raises him to the authorities, and then they ask him for divorce. If he refuses, they ask him for accepting the khul. If he refuses, then they go for what is called fasakh al-aqd, the separation between them. Naam? Wallahu a'lam. But this, the khul can be practiced by the husband and wife. It does not need to be enforced as people think. Like the divorce. But when he refuses the khul, then she has the right to raise him to the authorities. Now, and by the way, it is not allowed Islamically to go to the kuffar to judge between the Muslims, but when the husband and wife are living in a kuffar land, and there is no Islamic court that can force whatever judgments they make, they cannot enforce them, then what can she do? Does she continue under this oppression? That's not correct. She has the right to raise to the authority, even if they are kuffar. Even if they are kuffar, Allah alam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sent the Muslims from Mecca to the Habasha, he told them that you go to that land as the king there, no one be oppressed in his land. He does not allow oppression. So it means they're going to judge. They're going to go to their judgment there. Now, Allah.
Bismillah. Question in Arabic, Shaykh, I'm saying this real quick.
Shaykh, the Shaykh, the Barbu. ما هي النصيحة للزوج والزوجة عندما تحدث بينهم مشكلة؟ أول شيء يفكرون فيه هو الطلاق أو الخلع ولا يراجع أنفسهم والبحث عن المشكلة وإيجاد حلها. هو المفروض أن يكون هناك الطلاق أو الخلع، هذا يأتي بعد مراحل متقدمة، ولا يعقل أنه من أول ما يحصل خلاف تطلب المرأة الطلاق. The brother is saying, what is the advice to the husband and wife who, whenever there is a problem between them, first thing they think about is divorcing or khula, and they never look to the problem and try to find a solution for it. It is not logic. I don't think it goes like that. It's not today they get married and tomorrow she asks for divorce. But as I said, there is accumulation of problems. Now 2-3 years they are married, and he from second month he started throwing bad words, saying things, doing things that she keeps holding, and maybe they fight, and they come back and reconcile, and then fight, and then again fight, and again. So these are accumulations. You as a husband, you need to think of it from the beginning. You don't make things accumulate. You have to be patient. You have to watch out what you say. And the woman is a very weak creation. You have to remember that. You are the solid and strong. If you cannot make up yourself, how do you ask her to make up herself? Now, you need to be nice to your wife. Now, and believe me, they say that the problems is the spices of the marriage life. But imagine now you have this much of a spices and you put it in the food. Who's going to eat this food? Who's going to eat? You bring the whole cup salt and pepper and put it in the pot, which feeds 2 persons. Who can't eat it? Who can't eat it? Don't you think? Spices means when you put a certain amount that makes it delicious, but does not make it salty, does not make it sour, does not make it hot. Now, he don't throw all the spices and then he say, okay, shikram for talak, although it is only spices. Maybe you are yani from India, you eat the chili like this, like sweets, and you marry someone, yani maybe British or Arab, who yani cry with pepper. And you want her to be patient. You have to be wise.
Another question. If you have been married a long time and you did not have a walima, but everyone knows that you're married, do you still have to have a walima? You didn't have it, you didn't know it was wajib or...
No, the walima is not wajib. The walima is sunnah. But the declaration is wajib. Yeah, the announcement. So people know that you are married, but the walima is sunnah. Unless if you are going to make it now and invite us, I guess.
Question asked, what is the permissibility of delaying having children by way of contraception for a year or two due to studying or other than studying?
Allah al-Musta'an. This is from the trials of the time. يا أخي the person we said the hadith تزوج الودود الولود عني مفاخر بكم الأمم يوم القيامة والأنبياء في الرواية. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said marry the one who is love, يعني who is loving and
fertile.
يعني why do you want to delay? How do you know? And by the way, I come across medical research says that who takes anything to delay pregnancy, the woman who takes anything to delay pregnancy for 1 year, she might have no children forever. And this is a study made in the West. Not Muslims, so they say, oh, they just, yani, because they are Muslims. No. It's in the West. Who always call for control the child and the pregnancy. But have the first child and then yani break for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years maximum, till yani your child is mashallah yani grown up, and at the time being you can finish your studies. Alhamdulillah, today there are yani home studies and you know internet, and not necessary to go to the college. Now Allah Allah.
Question asks, if a woman is affected by a miscarriage and she's more affected than her husband is and he doesn't show her any compassion, then how can they deal with it?
The miscarriage by support al hamil, and he does not
show any compassion or affection. She's really affected and she's really upset by it.
What did yani usually as we said many times today, especially, that the husband must be someone who is gentle. I told you, I gave you the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the occasions of happiness. What about in the sadness? Yani when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the munafiqeen spoke evil against Aisha radiallahu anha, yani he found it difficult yani in his heart, so he used to sleep away from her. And when she left, when he asked Abu Bakr to come and yani, take her home to her parents' house, he used to go there and he used to say, what does she doing? And this was then something big for her. That Rasulullah said, she, instead of Aisha. Now what about you? Yani, now Rasulullah did that because of the yani suspicion, although he knew that his wife is alhamdulillah, but yani still yani it's something big. But he did not even stop going and asking about her. And still in a nice way. Still in a nice way. What about you? She had yani pregnancy with you and she had a miscarriage, and then you don't show any mercy towards her, you don't show, and you don't be nice to her and say some good words. That's bad, I think. That's bad. And by the way, what? the womb is the farm. And it gets affected by the emotion of the woman. So if she is not happy, this affects your baby. It affects your baby. This baby becomes someone who is always nervous, and he might be disobedient to you. And then you blame yourself, I don't know what, for whom this baby come out. I don't know who he is affected with. You. Because he did not treat his mother when she was pregnant nicely. And not only pregnancy, even when she is breastfeeding, the milk can convey some kind of feelings, you know. So you need to be nice to her. Wallahu
a'lam. There's a question about in Arabic,
Abdul Wahid insists not to read Arabic, like if he knew it's in Arabic. Or maybe you think that I cannot read English. He chooses English and he's giving me Arabic. Jazakallah khair, he is keeping me at least contacted to the Arabic before I forget it. هل يجب قراءة الفاتحة في عقد الزواج؟ هذا بدعة. Reciting Fatiha in the marriage, this is bid'ah. Reciting Fatiha when somebody died, this is bid'ah. Quran is not recited for these purposes. Wasn't descended for these things. Quran لم ينزل من أجل هذه الأمور وإنما أنزل للتفكر والتأمل والتدبر. يقرأون بدون يعني حتى استشعار. They recited without even any feeling. الحمد لله. This is kidding. Like, they are confirming the contract. And next day they have a fight. The Fatiha didn't work. Like, this is bid'ah. Huh? The what? This one? The Fatiha?
Yeah,
the Jawahir. Okay. I said, it says here in the question, is it obligatory to recite a Fatiha and the marriage in the contract for marriage? I said no, it is even not permissible, not obligatory. It is not even permissible. And some people, as I said, they recite Fatiha and the marriage and in the death. And then in the happiness and in the sadness. Allah musta'an. هل يجوز الخروج معها قبل الدخول بها؟ إذا تم عقد النكاح نعم يجوز زوجته. زوجته ولكن لا ننصح حتى يتم الدخول أن الشيطان يغري ثم يحصل الحمل قبل الدخول فربما يكون هذا الإنسان سيء ثم يطلق وهذا حصل عندنا كذا في السعودية he is asking and is it allowed for the husband to go with his wife before they have the wedding night and they go out together I said it is permissible because she is already his wife But we don't encourage it. We don't advise with it. Why? Because new husband, new wife, especially if they're young, it might happen that they enjoy each other and then she gets pregnant. And maybe then he divorce her because and maybe he's bad and say, this is not my baby, I don't know what did she do. And this happened even in Saudi Arabia. Wallah, it happened. He enjoyed her. I know a case right now, a neighbor. They were engaged for a year. And they spent many nights together. Yeah, it is halal. It is not haram. This is, because the nikah, it is halal. But they did not have the wedding night. And so people do not know that these people, these two are, getting with each other. And after a year, he decided not to continue divorce her. Now, to the people, she is still virgin, but in reality, she is not. So what people will say, what would the next husband say when he come and find her not virgin? Huh? So this is, and we need to be careful of that. Allah Ma hukum tard al-zawja لزوجها من البيت، كيف يعني؟ طرد الزوجة لزوجة هي تطرده من البيت؟
هي
نعم. هذا عجيب عندكم. طرد وسترينج يعني. The wife chased the husband out, kicked him out.
Kicked him out.
I did not want to use kicks because kicks is something maybe. And subhanAllah, how come that? First time here in our country it doesn't happen. Because in Saudi the husband is responsible to provide the house. She cannot. I the contract, if I'm renting the house, contract is in my name. She cannot tell me to go out.
Is it wajib for a male to be? The question is it wajib for a male to be circumcised before he gets married in Islam? Is it wajib before he gets married to be circumcised?
Yes, it is wajib for a man because of the cleanness. Because if he does not, then the extra skin will hold some of the semen, and then it contaminates, and then it turns to an illness, and then so it is yani wajib upon the man to do the circumstances, but the circumstances, but yani and today it is easy, alhamdulillah, it's done very quickly in the hospital, very simple. But if they don't do it here, that's a different thing. I know that they do it. So it is wajib.
Can a husband get a second wife based upon the fact that he had a high sexual drive? And also, can a wife lie to her husband about her feelings or such issues to protect his feelings? Or would this be written down with Allah as a lie?
Can
the wife lie to or such issues to protect his feelings? Or would this be written down as a lie?
The first part
needs clarification. I have to be specific about the question. Sister, if you want to write up, give an example what you want to lie about. The second part of the question.
If she lies, for example, saying to him that she shows him that she is interesting in it, yes, it's good, and it's she'd be rewarded for that. Not a sin. But I don't know what exactly she means by lying. If this, yes, it is permissible. However, it is rewarded, highly rewarded.
Can a husband get a second wife based on the fact that he has a high sexual drive?
Based on any other purpose, it is permissible. We just said that it is permissible. The Quran said, Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, and the ayah we mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, Matna, Thulatha, Waruba'a, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً. يعني the single wife is not the origin. La, origin is two wives, three wives, four wives. But if you are like me, who cares, then take one. As Sheikh Ibn Baz, it is said that Sheikh Uthaymeen one day visited Sheikh Ibn Baz, and when he came, Sheikh Ibn Baz was in a speech with someone about polygamy. And when Sheikh Uthaymeen came, he said, Ya Muhammad, Anta min al-mu'addidin? Are you from those who, with the polygamy? La, ana min al-mu'addidin. He said, no, I'm from the one who singling out. Naam? He said, la, Anta min al-khaifin. And in regard to this brother who said that he wants to marry second wife for his desired need, of course, when it is to that limit, it is wajib. It's wajib to protect yourself. And I remember another story, Sheikh Mbaz, a man called him and said, Ya Sheikh, I hear that you know some slaves in Mauritania, and I want one. He said, what for? And Sheikh, he used to free slaves in Mauritania for those who killed by mistake or when it is a kafara, he covered. He said, I want want to enjoy. He said, no, you go marry. He said, I'm married. He said, can I get another one? say, I have the other one, but I have, you know, excessive desire. He said, get the third one. He said, I have the third one. He said, okay, get the fourth one. He said, I have the fourth one. He said, then fast. I said to this brother, fast. Tomorrow, Monday.
Can a woman be the wali for her daughter in marriage? I.e., if the father, brother, uncle.
Yeah, I don't know. We have explained that in the talk, in the lecture. And we said that the wali can only be a man, cannot be a woman. And when there is no any man who's Muslim, in age of maturity, and Muslim who's practicing Islam, not just in name, now, then the right of wilaya goes to the relatives you mentioned. If none, then it goes to the Muslim ruler if they are living in a Muslim land. If they are living in a non-Muslim land, it goes to the Imam of the Masjid. The Imam of the Masjid should act as a wali for this woman, and he should be wise and sincere and look for... The problem here, when they say that the Imam is the wali, it's like a show. It's like a show. She brings the one she wants to marry, and you say, okay, akhi, I'm the wali. Okay, yalla, we do the... No. You be a wali, a real wali. Meaning you have to go and ask about this person. If he's good or not. If she insists, no, I want to marry this one, and he's not good, you say, no, I'm not involved in this. Go find another wali. Because Allah is going to ask you. Allah is going to ask you. And it is not correct what the Western sisters do. Okay, I take Muhammad al-Maliki wali. Tomorrow, Muhammad al-Maliki, I don't want this Muhammad al-Maliki, I want Ibrahim the wali. I don't want Ibrahim. No, it is not up to you just jumping here and there. The Imam of the Masjid, it is not you take someone who is good from the street. No. It is the duty of the Imam of the Masjid who represents the authority of the Muslims in this community. Now, this is an Imam who is chosen by the community and maybe hired by the Masjid. He's in an official position. So he's the one who acts as Imam. And if the Imam says, Wallah, I don't want headache, we say, okay, please leave the place. And we bring someone else. Yeah, it's a great responsibility, especially in the West, Ikhwan. It's not a kidding. It's a great responsibility for the Imam position. Allah.
Is there wali or wakil?
No, wali. The wakil is a representative of the wali. When there is a father, let's say Sheikh Kamal al-Din has a daughter in the UK, but he traveled to Kenya. And he cannot come. And there's someone who wants to marry. He calls Abdul Wahid. He says, Abdul Wahid, please stand in my position as a wakil of the wali. That's okay. Now, yeah? Allah.
Yeah, there's a question. The sister said, if a financial amount was agreed between a man and a woman prior to the marriage for her maintenance, but the woman did not consider that her circumstances were changed, then her circumstances later changes and that amount is not sufficient for her. Is it her right, or can she ask for more money if she's finding things difficult as she did not expect her financial hardship or during the time that they were getting married?
When they get married, they had the agreement on financial?
£200. For example, they say, I'm going to give you £200 every month, or £300 every month.
Is this a rent? A rent or what?
No,
salary? Okay, this is spending. Nafaqa is the bill. They said, okay, £25. Tomorrow the economy goes down, and £25 can only bring one bottle of Pepsi. He said, خلاص, we agree. No, this is not correct. He is responsible as per his ability. Allah Ta'ala said, وَلْيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِّن سَعَةٍ. let everyone spin as his ability, not as his wish, or as this kind of thing. They had the agreement. I never hear that there is agreement on the marriage of contract. Okay, I'll spend 20 or 500 pounds a month only. But what if the economy goes up and then the 500 becomes, you cannot then make it. Huh? So what are you going to do? Say, I cannot make it? No. You will have to make it. But this is not correct.
But sometimes a man will take a second wife and he'll say to the woman, I don't have the ability to upkeep you fully. And she will say, I don't mind. I claim benefits. You used to have to give me 100 pounds a month. What then?
She says that?
Yeah, she says it. She says, I don't mind if you pay me this amount. That's what we agree upon. Uh-huh. And then after she changes her mind, I want more.
No. If this case is different. And when the woman, يعني, ايش يقولون تنازل؟ ايش يعني تنازل؟ Gives up some of her rights to get married. Then it's as per the contract. They go as per the contract. But not as, يعني, what I understood from the question is general. General, any marriage, no. عليكم السلام. But if they, يعني, say so, they agree, as the second wife, she said, I don't want any to spend on the house rent, I will provide, I'm working now. But later on, she is terminated. What do you do? Alaykum as-salam. You say to her, you go to the street? He said. Yani, if, for example, this agreement has helped, and she said, I'm working, and I will pay for rent, don't worry about that. Later on, she is terminated. What do you do? You say, I'm not responsible for rent because you have an agreement? It's a shame. This is not Muslim, ikhwan. This is greed and selfishness. No, and the man stands on his responsibility.
As I said, sometimes the man, he agrees on his circumstances. And because those circumstances change, he will be put in difficulty with the first family because that changes the circumstance. So she agreed, because we have this a lot of time in Muslim. The woman, she left a certain agreement because she wants to break it because to say myself is not Muslim.
My advice to them from now on, don't set up any agreements. Let it go as Allah Ta'ala said. يُنفق لِسَعْتِ مِنْ سَعْتِ. No need for agreements. This, يعني what we call this extra, يعني what we call these added things in the West is not needed. Just go as what Allah Ta'ala says in regard to the nafaqah. Let it go as in the Quran. But as we said, she can give out some of her yani rights, no problem. But when there is a need, it is not say, I am responsible of the other house. But now she is in the need. Now she becomes sick and she cannot work. Oh, but we have an agreement. So what does that mean? You have an agreement. This is your wife, the mother of your children. So what does agreement mean now? Should she go to the street? Should she go beg? Should she go to tell the people, I am the wife of Muhammad al-Maliki, who is very rich, but I need money. Please give me food. Do you accept that? In this case, I encourage the sister to go out and beg and tell the people that I'm a wife of so-and-so and I have no money, my husband doesn't spend. Please give me money. This is her right. You cannot say, no. You stay hungry, who? Because you set up a contract with me. Yani, you need to stop using the punched coin. You know the bunch of funny story?
No,
huh? You don't know it? No. SubhanAllah. You never visited Scotland or? They say, I don't know. I had a workmate who's Scottish. They say, and another one who's English. The English said in front of him, we were together, and he said to me, these guys used to punch the coin and tie an elastic to it, and they tie elastic here, and when someone come ask for money, they do like this, and then they release it,
it goes back into the sleeve.
So this question, it says, the Prophet Muhammad had two daughters that were married to Abu Lahab's son. Abu Lahab told his son to divorce the Prophet's two daughters to put a burden on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But does this mean the daughters did not accept Islam at the time, or that their husbands were Muslim then or not?
No, these marriages were before Islam. Like Zainab, she was married to Abu al-As, and he was kafir, and even in the Battle of Badr, he was arrested with the kuffar, and she gave yani her necklace as yani fidya. What do you call the fidya?
Ransom.
Huh?
Yeah,
yeah. Ransom. Huh? Yeah. Ransom, yeah. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, yani, this is a necklace that she inherited from Khadija. Will you accept to just release him? And yani, this, because these marriages were before Islam. Or before Islam. Not after Islam.
Listen, Sheikh, if a Muslim, if a lady is married to a non-Muslim, she accepts Islam, what's the position of that marriage at that moment that she accepted Islam?
As the wife accepted Islam and the husband is still on cover, they cannot stay together. As Allah Ta'ala clearly said in Surah Al-Tahrim. In Surah Al-Talaq, sorry. Now, so, she cannot stay with him as a wife. Now, but if she stayed without marrying in a different house, and then he accepted Islam, we don't say you have to remarry her. No. That contract is still valid. They come back to each other as a normal. No.
They were divorced. If they were divorced, and then they accepted this time, they have to do a minikah.
I know. They're divorced. They're divorced.
I guess we'll take one more question, I guess, because it's getting late. How can a person prevent himself or herself from having illegal relations or zina? How does a person prevent himself from zina living in this sub-country?
We said it, fast all the time. All the days fast. You either marry or fast. There's no other solution. Now. Huh? But I cannot hear you, Allah. Yeah, if this is the only way you can protect yourself, yeah, fast every single day. Fast every single day until Allah Ta'ala make it up for you and find your good sister and marry. No. But even if you fast one day and break another day, you will have the control of your, you know, desire. Allah Ta'ala.
Earlier you said here that if you marry a Christian woman, she's modest,
she doesn't mingle with men and things like that. But what if she's Christian, but she still has shirt, that she believes that Islam is God, that she's worshipped, that she wants to church, but she's modest, but she does this. And you still marry her.
Right. Let me
ask you a question. Was it permissible at the time of
Rasulullah
or not? Yes. Right. It was permissible at that time. Why did I ask this question? Because many people say we cannot eat from the animal slaughtered by Christians of today. We cannot marry a woman of modest of Christians of today. Why? Because they don't go to the church. Subhanallah. So what? If they go to the church as they worship us, they're kuffar. They're kuffar. They're still kuffar. During the time of Rasulullah, they were kuffar. Allah Ta'ala named them in the Quran kuffar. They named them. But everything belongs to Allah. Allah said it is permissible just to eat the animal slaughtered by a Jew, Christian, and Muslim. Now, why only these three? Because they are people, they are Muslims? No, say no. Christian and Jew are not Muslims. So why? Aren't they mushrikeen? They are mushrikeen. They are mushrikeen. Look to Surah Al-Bayyinah. لَمْ يَكُلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ عَلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ They are mushrikeen. And Allah Ta'ala in many places he mentioned them as mushrikeen, as kuffar. Yeah? And they even are worse than the mushrikeen, because they said that Isa is the son of Allah. The mushrikeen said that these idols يعني, has a position with Allah. And they are close to Allah, so we worship them, so they take. But this one said that Isa is the son of Allah, and this is in the Quran. Right? So if she is a woman of modest, يعني, if she is a modest woman, then you can't marry her. No problem. But I don't recommend it, I don't advise. I said, where do you find a Muslim woman? Because later on you're going to have conflict. She wants to take the children to the church, and she teaches them the wrong, and you want something else. Then the conflict happens. And in some cases, I know, some cases, that the children decided not to go with the father because they said that he is too tough. He is, and he wants us to practice. We want to go to the disco, and we want to go to the cinema. And the mother allows them. The father doesn't. So they said, we don't want the father. So they're choosing to be Christian. So that's why we said, okay, Allah Ta'ala yani, created women who are Muslims and others. So we try to find the Muslim one. No, he's not sinful. He's not, except if he did not yani, teach the Islam from early age. If he left it for the mother. But if for example they are living here, when they divorce, the mother has the right to take the children. قبل الطلاق أيوة طبعا إذا قبل الطلاق it's his responsibility. نعم he's asking.
The question the Baba asked is if in that case that the Baba married a Christian woman and as a result of not taking care of the children decide to follow Christianity and stuff like that, is it sinful? And the scripture is yes, it is sinful if he didn't teach them Islam and stuff like that. Are there any questions from the floor?
That's a dangerous thing. That's a very serious and dangerous thing.
Yeah, the Shaykh asked about, you know, what happens when if you did marry a lady that's not a Muslim, like Christian, stuff like that, and it goes to the court, then what would happen is that the woman would get wife, not the father, but he's stripped of the right of bringing up his children as Muslims and shaking the father, and it's a dangerous thing. Well,
the topic.
Okay, and that one? Okay, I will see the questions linked anyway. One of them asked about how do Muslims go about getting married or following Christians for marriage, which is linked to the question by another brother who said that young Muslims, don't go about getting married by actually building up an attachment first with a sister that they know. They get attached, and then after building up a relationship, the sister then goes to the dad to ask for marriage, and the dad refuses, and then she does a say, well, you know, I'm going to Sharia Council, go to Sharia Council, and she's Muslim leadership. So she can get married to the person, so she might have to develop a relationship. What's your advice to these people in situation?
First of all, the ruling before the advice. The ruling, Allahu A'lam, that this daughter is sinful twice. Because, first of all, she committed this crime, and then she wanted to correct it by other crime, which is
lying to the Syria council, saying that her father, finding excuses to drop his right of wilaya. And later on, if she has any problem with this husband, she wants to shift it. And she goes back to the father, "Father, he beats me, he doesn't spin." Then what she expects the father will do? After she burns him in front of everyone. I say this is not an obedient daughter. She is not a pious daughter. She is not a good daughter. If she wants this man, she should sit to her father and speak to him nicely and make him, inshallah, convince him. He will listen, inshallah. If not, she asks Allah. Our main problem today is that we do not go back to this dua. We forgot the dua, as it is said, أَتَفْصَرُ بِالدُّعَاءِ وَتَزْدَرِيهِ وَمَا تَدْرِي مَا صَنَعَ الدُّعَاءُ. You mock and joke about dua, and you don't know what dua can do. Dua can solve a lot of problems. A lot of things. You just ask your Lord. He is the one who changes situations and cases and hearts and positions. So just ask Allah Ta'ala to help you, our sister, and correcting your situation. Now, not after doing this crime and shamefulness, you go and do another one by offending your father that he is someone who doesn't pray or he is this or that. That's bad. That's bad, Allah. And I'm wondering how the Sharia Council here, just except from the girl who come and complain, if the father doesn't pray, the Sharia Council should practice the Amr Ma'ruf and Nahy Munkar and go approach him and say, "Akhi, why don't you pray? You're a Muslim. You're this." And they advise him. Practice Amr Ma'ruf and Nahy Munkar. Allah Allah.
Okay, the last question is, how do you go about getting married? Finding a spouse? What's the method to do that?
This
no, a young Muslim in this country, how do you go about getting married and finding a suitable spouse?
Come to the masjid and ask Abu Wa. Very easy. Very easy. You ask the people who know the community. And they will guide you to the good houses. And they will help you, inshallah, in getting married. And I advise the community to help you to get married, especially in this country, Akhwan. Lots of many traps been made around our youth. And unfortunately, Allah, Akhwan, I had a case that made me cry in Jeddah. So the man came to me, he's old, he's in his 50s. And he said, "Yes, Sheikh, I hear that you speak English." He came to my mosque. I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Okay, I want you to come to my house after Isha because I have a problem between me and my wife." I said, "So why do you need English? I still can speak Arabic." He said, "No, my wife is a murderer." I said, "Okay, inshallah, let's see." When I went there, she said something to me that made me really cry. This man that married, and he was fucked by a Christian woman, and he murdered her. And she got a daughter from him. And then she said she doesn't want to stay with him. She kicked him out of the house. His daughter, that this sister in front of him was saying, his daughter is a prostitute down in America. So we have to think, our children being taught to protect them by helping them marry. I'm an early age, Allah. What do you say? Last?
Yeah, it was the last. If you want to get a second wife, and then your first wife turns around and says to you, "Religion is not for me."
Then for who? For religion? Polygamy is not for her, for him.
Yani in the old days, they say in Europe and America, they used to have polygamy, which is one wife and more than one husband. Yeah, they used to have that. But polygamy, meaning having more than one wife, the wife has nothing to do with it. Yani many people say, many women say, my husband won't marry another one without telling me. Who you want to tell you? And honestly, I'm sorry to say that. This is wrong. And unfortunately, in some countries today, they have a condition for polygamy to be practiced. You have to bring a written permission from your first wife. SubhanAllah, what is this? Now, we are saying, Akhi, don't treat your wife here in the West like a slave. Now there, they are treating the husband like a slave. Now, this is all wrong. If you think that you need polygamy, you need another wife for sexual desire, because you want children, and you want more children, JazakAllah khair. But first of all, you have to judge yourself of two things. Ability, financial ability, and justice. If you know that you can't do these two things, I can marry the other wife, the second, third, fourth, and I recommend it highly, especially here in the West. As I said, there are many, many sisters who converted to Islam. And before Islam, she, every day she can have a friend. Now, after she became Muslim, she cannot have even a husband. And that's not correct, that's not good. Allahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi. I'm sorry for those who did not answer, but inshallah tomorrow we can have this question.